tomorrow will mark 5 years since Pope Francis was elected. Since then, he has captured the imagination of Catholics and non-Catholics through his warmth, wit, and candor. But as NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports, he has also been criticized on various fronts, increasingly in the last year.
Every Sunday, Francis ends his remarks to the crowd in St. Peter's Square with these words.
Buon pranzo e arrivederci.
Have a good lunch and arrivederci. That common touch endears the Argentine-born Pope to millions across the world. He has championed migrants, the poor, and the environment. Shunning the opulent papal apartment, Francis lives in a hotel within the Vatican and dines with other guests. But in recent months, the charismatic reformer's image has taken some hits. Most controversial has been his handling of clerical sex abuse.
I was very hopeful in the beginning and when Pope Francis first came into office. But I think as time has gone on, I've found myself becoming more and more disillusioned.
Marie Collins, who as a child was raped by a priest, was appointed to the Pope's newly created Commission for the Protection of Minors in 2014. But she quit a year ago over Vatican opposition to enacting the commission's proposals, despite the Pope's assertion of zero tolerance.
There's no point. All the words are of no use, and the promises are of no use if we don't see real change. That's what has been lacking.
Father Thomas Rees, analyst for Religion News Service, calls it the Pope's blind spot. Speaking by Skype, he says Francis must hold bishops accountable for pedophile priests.
The Pope is still not quite up to speed in recognizing that bishops who don't do their job need to be dealt with.
Another controversial issue, the status of women in the church.
I have to say that for me as a woman, Francis has been a journey that has dwindled into disappointment.
Former Irish President Mary McAleese calls on Francis to include women at every church level, including decision-making.
I think he's not strategic enough. He doesn't get it. Certainly in relation to women, he doesn't get it.
The Pope is concerned about women's issues, says Father Rees, such as third world poverty and trafficking of women. But noting that the Pope called women in the church strawberries on the cake, Rees says,
he just does not know how to speak to women in the first world.
As Pope, Francis has become a player on the global stage, helping pave the way to the thaw in U.S.-Cuban relations and earning goodwill in the Islamic world. But now, reports the Vatican is negotiating with China on naming bishops have unleashed a clash among Catholics. 7 million Chinese belong to underground Catholic communities loyal to the Pope. Another 5 million belong to the Catholic Patriotic Association, whose bishops are government-appointed. Echoing concerns of many underground Catholics who fear being sold out by the Vatican, Father Bernardo Chevalera, director of the Asia News Agency, worries China won't give the Pope much say in naming bishops.
The government choose candidates as bishop among the weakest, those who are can be manipulated very easily.
The Vatican concedes Father Rees is negotiating with someone who has a gun to its head, but has no other choice.
The Vatican is trying to make the best of a bad situation. The Catholic Church has to deal with the governments that exist, not with some ideal.
Francis continues to enjoy widespread global popularity. But as he begins his sixth year as Pope, a Pew Research Center poll showed that 58% of U.S. Catholics say he represents a change for the better. That's a 10% drop from 4 years ago. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.